Park City Council member Dick Peek says council approved a petition to annex several portions of city-owned open space that are currently in the county. The annexation process will likely take about 6 months. The city has intended to annex the parcels for quite some time.
This is the Round Valley proper portion, the Osgathorpe parcel, some UDOT land, some areas between PC Hill and the rec fields. This is, you know, accepting the petition, and then it proceeds through the process of state law and noticing and protest.
Peek says once annexed, the city will designate the type of use, which will likely be recreational open space with some possible light industrial use.
There's a little subdivision opposite the dump road. To the left, as you drive by there, you can see some parking and some salt storage and things like that. So that might be a light industrial use, but that'll be the proposed zoning that goes through Planning Commission and back to City Council for the ultimate annexation.
Currently, there's also a temporary repository in the area for contaminated soils. That's until the city figures out what to do about a permanent repository. Peek says council would look at the specific uses within the code, but being temporary, that repository would eventually go away. Council also addressed in its meeting city policy on what they charge for residential water leaks when they're invisible and undetectable to the homeowner.
Pipe leaks, appliance leaks, ultimately what the city manager can relieve in hardship cases, things like that.
Peek says they've had to deal with several cases in which homeowners were unwittingly going through tens of thousands of gallons of water through leakages, but they'll have a new system in place soon for monitoring usage.
When you're living in your own home and you hear water running, you investigate and you look at the bill. Second, homeowners, if they're insulated by a property management company and they're in their house a couple of times a year, there's an issue there. But we're also rolling out a customer portal. We have the radio frequency reading water meters, and there'll be access by the account holders to their water meter usage.
And in another discussion during the city council meeting, Peek reiterated the sentiments of other council members in reviving a discussion about a possible plastic bag ban in the city.
I think it's a good idea to explore. Are plastic bags the highest and best use of, you know, decomposed dinosaurs? I don't think so, when it ultimately gets used as a vehicle to chase after your dog. Not having plastic bags blowing up against fence lines, I think, is a great goal to have.
He says it sounds like grocery stores would be on board and could simply stop supplying the plastic. Then he says there are the sustainability issues surrounding replacing them with paper bags.
Ultimately, people providing their own containers would be a great solution, but with the tourist economy, can't really expect that.
That's Park City Council Member Dick Peek. I'm Lynn Ware Peek, KPCW News.